I have been here.
The Grey Goose, Adventures of a Modern Robin Hood.
On this occasion, I was working with Scotland Yard, in the person of Inspector Ford. In his presence, I opened a safe in 17 Crane Crescent, Ealing, only to find a grey goose feather its sole contents. Needless to say, I'd been there before, and abstracted such red-hot subversive stuff as would make a hydrogen bomb look like a drop of water. A character turned up by name Ludovic Apescu. He got the wood on Ben and me, and for 4 hours we found ourselves handcuffed together and even nailed to the wall. Charlie Austin came to our rescue. The next day, I delivered the papers to Scotland Yard anonymously. Then I chased up the owner of number 17 Crane Crescent, a Mr. Learmont, and met him at his city office at 8 o'clock that night. He greeted us with a gun, but Charlie had a good throw into the wicket with an inkpot.
Good shot, Charlie. Grab the gun. Fine. Give you a chance to wipe your eyes, Mr. Learmont. Sorry about the clean shirt and the suit.
This is not the end, my friend. For the moment you've beaten me, but I'll still have the last laugh.
I'm sorry to contradict you.
You know certain things. Yes, that's obvious. You've seen the papers from the safe, but listen to me, idiot. You and your miserable police organizations think you can track down each and every one of our company?
Yes. And how do you like that?
Listen. 15 minutes from now, I have arranged that if certain parties do not get a ring from me, they will come here to find out why, and you will be caught.
That would be most opportune, and I'll be sorry to miss the fun, because your friends will just be met by some very good friends of mine from Scotland Yard and an affiliation of theirs, the security branch.
You!
Now, don't stammer. What I say is true. Now, in the few moments at my disposal, I'm going to amuse myself with examining your office.
I forbid it.
You forget, Mr. Learmont. My friend has your gun. Haven't you, Phineas?
That's right, Sir Garnet.
I'll blow his head off if he so much as wags his ears.
very good, Phineas. This one's locked. Keys, please. Thanks. Have you a hammer and nails in any of your drawers or cupboards?
What on earth are you thinking of?
Do you really want to know?
Yes, I do.
Then you must possess yourself in patience while I make a phone call. You have a phone, I notice, in the outer clerk's office. Excuse me. Phineas, keep your eyes and ears open.
Oh, but yes.
Yes?
Inspector Ford, urgent call.
Okay. Urgent call, Inspector. Yes, who's that?
Sorry to disappoint you, Inspector. It's your anonymous nuisance.
Grey Goose, all right, out with it.
I really do regret subjecting you to one of my whims by planting that feather at Crane Crescent.
All right, you did it. You made a fool of me. So what?
I am now trying to make amends. You must admit I did send you the very interesting contents of that safe.
Yes, you did, but with the assistance of my friend, I was quite able to get to myself.
Ah, yes, a very clever fellow, Mr. Fletcher.
In heaven's name... Oh, all right.
Oh, yes, Mr. Fletcher and I are well acquainted.
What, you mean Fletcher knows you?
More than passing well.
Then I shall have a piece of Fletcher when I see him.
I'm afraid, however, even he won't be able to tell you who the Grey Goose is.
We'll see about that. What's this call in aid of?
To tell you, my friend, that if you and your myrmidons arrive in 30 minutes at an address I shall give you, you will be able to lay by the heels the majority of those gentry you are so anxious to meet.
What do you mean?
Let us call them the Crane Crescent Gang. Interested?
By heaven, I am. What's the address?
Don't be too impetuous. You must respect the 30 minutes.
Why?
Because I must necessarily make myself scarce before you arrive.
I see your point. But if I could catch this gang and you too...
It would be a grey goose feather in your cap. However, my friend, forego the triumph for this time. If and when you do run me to earth, I'd like to be caught in better company than that of the traitorous rats you'll meet tonight.
Oh, all right. Now the address.
Wood Street, number 32, just off Cheapside. Keep your bargain, friend. Oh, just for company, I'll phone Fletcher. For reasons of which you may be aware, I think he'd like to be there. Au revoir. Now to return to my friend.
Well, now, where were we, Mr. Learmont? Ah, yes, I was asking. Have you a hammer and nails?
And I said...
I know what you said. Phineas, give me the gun and have a look-see in the outer office. Most offices have such things.
I shall search.
Now, don't think I can't continue my search without keeping you covered, Mr. Learmont, because I can. You know, I can't understand a man like you.
I am not interested in your limited understanding.
No? Well, it seems to me a man like you, a Britisher, must have fallen off a load of sweepings to voluntarily associate yourself with the international scum of Crane Crescent.
Spare me a lecture.
I'm sorry. Well, I haven't found much here, so I'll get ready to make an exit. Phineas, any luck?
Yeah. Box of tools coming. Oh, here we are. Now, what do we do?
Nail up his mouth and pin his ears back?
No, Phineas. We perform a little piece of retaliation.
Carpentry. Very clever.
Now, take the gun.
Rightio.
Mr. Learmont, stand against the door. Facing it.
I do as he says.
Lift your right arm. Higher. That's it. There, through the cuff of your coat. Good. Eh, Phineas?
I'll get the idea.
Now the left arm, as high as possible. So.
What do you know?
Shall I tell you? Yes, I think I will. Last night I witnessed a very painful lesson in nail driving. There. That fixes the arms. Now the legs. So.
My friends will...
Will not be here in time. Permit me to nail this right trouser cuff. Now the left. So. Good. Of course, this little operation is familiar to you.
I do not know what you mean.
Yes, you do. Last night you performed a similar operation on some friends of mine, Mr. Ludovic Apescu.
You know?
Yes, of course. You fool. When you play two characters, you must change everything. You were very successful, nearly. Allow me to congratulate you on your two accents, English and whatnot. You should go on the air, you know. The only thing you forgot was that stake ring on your hand. Oh, very careless.
Barat Muvlakara!
Oh, tut, tut, tut. Well, now I must really leave you. Your friends are about you, as are mine from Scotland Yard. A happy meeting. I wish I could be there to witness it. Good night, and best wishes from the Grey Goose.
Oh, home, John, I reckon.
Not yet, Phineas. We're going to stay and see the fun.
My hat, Charlie. You nearly gave the show away once or twice.
Well, I ain't no actor, you know.
Yes, I do know. Now, let's get out and down the street into Cheapside. Any moment from now, we shall see a gathering of the clans. Firstly, visitors from Crane Crescent, and then Ben Ford and the hordes from Scotland Yard.
Better take cover, eh?
Right. Over here. In that doorway. Uh-huh.
First car pulling up to stop.
Look at them. Piling out. Six of them. Wonder what they'll say when they see our friend nailed up to a door.
You did a good job there.
Huh? They've gone in.
Look like a bunch of Chicago toughs.
More dangerous though, Charlie. Wait on.
Police this time. Truckload of them.
Hi, mate. Over here.
Hi, Edson. Come here.
Two men found it in the street. Off you go.
All right.
Saunders is closing up the other end.
Yep.
All right. All right. In we go.
Come on, Charlie. Do you think we ought to stick our noses in? I'm all for going all the going's good. Never like mixing it with the police.
All right. Yes. You can stay here if you like. Right, but there's a good reason why I should see and talk to Inspector Horde.
All right. This time I'll sink with flaming prejudices.
Ah, there's Ben himself.
I can't let you go into Wood Street, so just keep clear, please.
But I wish to speak to Inspector Horde.
He's busy.
And nevertheless, I have to see him. I have information for him.
All right, I'll get him. But don't you try any jokes. Fred, tell the inspector there's someone here. What's your name?
Fletcher.
Tell him Fletcher. Nice time for a call, I must say. I've got an operation on any moment from now. I just hope for your sake the inspector finds you worth seeing. Oh, here he is.
What the devil are you doing here, Fletcher?
I'm a bit surprised myself, but I got a curious message.
From?
Well, an oldish voice said you'd be at this address, and as I'd be interested in what was going on, I'd better come along. He mentioned our little adventure of last night.
He did?
Yes.
Confound it, he seems to be everywhere. Well, come on, but keep clear. There's going to be fireworks any moment from now. Matter of fact, that same voice told me you'd arrive. All right, Constable, keep that crowd back. Tell them to go to blazes. No one's allowed in Wood Street.
Come on, boys! Get
up! All right, come on. Here we go. All right, come on.
Sit down, Ben.
Thank you.
Quite a night, wasn't it?
Quite.
Any casualties?
Well, they started letting guns off. That sort always do. So my boys replied in like manner, and unfortunately Mr. Learmont got his in a very fatal spot.
Learmont? Who's he? Or rather, who was he?
A recent friend of yours.
Of mine? I can't recall the name.
You and I met him last night. Only he then put on a very good foreign act. Called himself Ludovic Arpescu.
My hat! The fellow who practically crucified you and me in Crane Crescent?
The same. And here's a funny thing, Fletcher. One of the men we nabbed talked and said when he and his pals arrived at Wood Street, they found him pinned to a door with nails through coat cuffs and trouser cuffs babbling about the great goose.
By Jove! Sort of poetic justice, eh?
Fletcher, only you and I knew of that trick.
And the late Mr. Arpescu. Oh, and of course the grey goose. Or apparently so.
Yes, apparently so.
Has Roland Fletcher overplayed his hand? We shall see if we continue to listen to the adventures of the Grey Goose.